The death of Army First Sergeant Joe Garza in a vehicle accident in Iraq this week raised the total number of American troops killed during the war there to 138. There is no such certainty about the number of deaths on the Iraqi side. When Iraq's government fell, its official tally of civilian deaths stood at about 1,300. Iraqi authorities never reported the number of deaths among Iraq's military forces. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
In some ways, this war was smaller than the first Gulf War in 1991. On both sides, the ground forces were no more than half what they were 12 years ago. U.S. and British aircraft only dropped about a tenth as many bombs as they dropped in the first Gulf War. And yet this war was more deadly. U.S. aircraft and artillery now use precision-guided weapons. Munitions are therefore more likely to find and destroy their target. William Arkin is an independent military analyst.
Every bomb, every shell, every round, every projectile has much greater effect because it's being applied far more accurately. So Iraqi soldiers were dying at a far greater rate than they were dying in 1991. And I'm afraid also at the same time, particularly in some key engagements, a lot of Iraqi civilians were caught in the middle in the crossfire between the two forces.
In 1991, the U.S. war objective was to push Iraqi troops out of Kuwait. This time, the aim was to defeat the Iraqis by persuading them to surrender, if possible, if not, by destroying them. And the U.S. Marine and Army units that rolled across the country did not hesitate to kill. NPR's Eric Westervelt was embedded with the 3rd Infantry Division, whose troops wiped out all the Iraqis sent to confront them. One night near Najaf, the fight became a slaughter as the relatively lightly armed Iraqi forces went up against an armored column on the American side.
8 or 10 truckloads were killed and destroyed. And how many were in those trucks, it's hard to say. But they'd pack them in, you know, a couple in the front and 5 or 6 in the back. And that's in addition to the troops that were in bunkers and in these fields ready to fight. And oftentimes, you know, the machine gun and the Bradley's main gun would kind of mow them down. And the next morning, as the sun came out and we were able to walk around, you know, you could just see the dead everywhere, and locals were coming to get their dead. And you could just see them piling up in the back of cars and then sticking out of trunks.
And that was just one fight involving one U.S. infantry battalion. After the first U.S. forays into Baghdad, a spokesman for the U.S. military's Central Command told reporters that 2,000 or 3,000 Iraqi soldiers were believed to have been killed in and around Baghdad just that weekend. That estimate was an exception. U.S. commanders generally would not speculate on Iraqi casualties. But one intelligence official who's been following Iraq developments estimates 10,000 Iraqi troops were killed in this war, counting both regular military and paramilitary formations. Iraqi civilian deaths are another matter. The increased precision of airstrikes undoubtedly decreased the chances of innocent bystanders being killed, but U.S. soldiers and Marines fighting fiercely on the ground, often in urban areas, could not direct their firepower as carefully as U.S. pilots could. Military analyst William Arkin, who has specialized in casualty analysis, believes fewer Iraqi civilians died altogether in this war than in the first Gulf War, but this war was shorter, and Arkin suspects more civilians were killed per day in this war than in 1991. A conclusive answer, he says, should not be long in coming, given that Iraqi institutions are known for meticulous record-keeping.
In Iraq, particularly because the United States occupies the country and there is an active effort towards reconstruction and reconciliation, I think eventually those medical records are going to come forward. If for no other reason, then Iraqi families are going to be seeking information to understand what happened to their young men on the battlefield.
A group of academics and peace activists relying on media reports has estimated that between 2,000 and 2,500 Iraqi civilians died in this war. That would be about 1,000 fewer than in the 1991 war, according to a broadly accepted estimate at the time. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, Washington.